are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you on the line are patiently waiting. I appreciate it. Pretty quickly, some of the stories we're going to be talking about today is they think women are going to later evolve to be faster than men in long-distance running. I don't see that happening, but I guess could be. Then apparently we have some issues with our oysters. Apparently a big bacteria outbreak is starting to mess with the Massachusetts oyster industry. I don't like oysters, so no big deal. Also need to talk to you about some updates on the ban on gay blood donors. And we're also seeing Syrian hospitals at breaking points as medical personnel are fleeing Syria. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were on the line with Marlon from Texas talking about our children's privacy as a school in L.A., Glendale School District, has hired a company to snoop on people's Facebook. Marlon, you still with us?
You got it.
Great, great. Okay, so I think you were talking about privacy, and how, you know, our company has kind of evolved where we really don't have the privacy that our democratic country should protect. Go on, and we had interrupted you. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Well, what I was saying was that in Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 3, there's a law that says if you're aware of a crime being committed or you come upon, and I'm paraphrasing, it's been years since I've read it, so you come upon information for a conspiracy to commit a crime, and you don't report it to your nearest local law enforcement agency as soon as possible, you can get up to 3 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. And that law is put in there just so that the government can use it at any time it wants on any person they think may have had some knowledge and refused to report, which would mean simply, if you saw your neighbor's kid smoking a joint, you would have to report it according to this federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all communist stuff that has been slowly been put into our justice system. Of course, we know what's going on now, NSA and all this kind of stuff over the years to basically turn us into a spy country on each other.
Well, you know, we're a democracy, and we're one of the most amazing countries out there, and I'm very proud to be American. I'm very proud of what our country stands for. But the one thing I think I've noticed growing up is, I mean, in terms of free speech, in terms of, you know, our freedom to vote, in terms of a lot of our rights, do we really have them? Like, for example, I mean, do we really have freedom of speech, or is it only certain speech that's free? You know, is IRS targeting us? I mean, we always have the suspicion that government could target certain political groups. It just now it came out into the open. Are we a democracy just in theory? And is all this stuff going on underneath the surface, and we just kind of close our eyes to it because it's better than nothing? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't believe we've ever been a democracy. We were formed as a representative republic. If we are true democracy, any law that the Congress wanted to pass, the people would vote on. But because they're representing us. And they don't care what you think or I think. It's what they think. So when we use the word democracy, it kind of gives me the shivers. I was in federal law enforcement for 21 years, so
thank you for your service.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, and by the way, anyway, so, but you're right. These, you know, how many pedophiles are going to be reading some of these things in this school district or in this company or wherever this stuff is going on? That's a concern as far as I think, because they don't need to be getting involved in the personal lives of these children. It's like you said, it's at home. It's the parents.
Exactly. That's why we have the Michelle Obama nutrition push. Government is getting involved because parents aren't, or government doesn't think, parents aren't doing enough. Now, government will always want to try to take control because it's cheaper, you know, and they could, you know, handle things. They believe the more they're involved, the better, depending on who's in office. But I don't need government stepping in telling me what to feed my kids. They're my kids.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what this country is headed towards. A dependency on government, and that's what the communist system was, and socialist systems are. So, and in order to enforce that, they have to take away your rights and your privacy. Otherwise, they can't do it. Hey, two quick things for you.
Yeah,
the broccoli thing is working.
Oh, that's right. So you've been eating broccoli for arthritis?
Yes, three times a day for the last 3 weeks.
What?
Right at late August.
And wow!
I'm starting to get less pain, less issues. And the only thing it isn't working on though is my basal joint, my left hand. That's still the way that is. But from what I understand, you have to have a operation to get that cleared up. Anyways.
I wish if we could eat broccoli and save money, I'm there. But thank you, Marlon, for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you. He was alluding to a story a couple weeks ago where eating broccoli is supposed to lower arthritis risk. And so people eating broccoli on a regular basis, I had asked you all if you could pipe in and tell us if for some reason it's helping you with your arthritis pain. Okay, so not too bad. Arthritis is down from broccoli eating. Hey, I'm for that. So just quickly to catch everybody up to speed, and we're going to then move on to other top stories, but L.A. Glendale School District has been monitoring their 14,000 students ever since a couple cyberbullying attacks caused a couple suicides with their students. So school is getting involved, where I think parents should be taking over. I understand many of our parents are working. I understand me. I mean, I can't monitor what my kids are doing all the time, but I don't think I want to hand that over to the schools either. That makes me extremely nervous. And not even the school, some private company. It makes me nervous. I think, you know, and it's an interesting topic Marlon brought up. Okay, I mean, how much of a democracy are we? I mean, does government, in order to, you know, deal with all the entitlements and everything we've been offering and welfare, et cetera, do they have to control more to make that happen? And is our democratic country going towards socialism or communism just as a result because we couldn't make capitalism or democracy fly? It's a good question. 1-877-DOCDALY. Of course it's a good question. I asked it. 1-877-DOCDALY. 1-877-DOCDALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that President Obama is anti-biblical and anti-Christian? On October 19, 2010, Obama began deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, an omission he's made on no less than 7 different occasions. We'd like to help you understand how this is going to affect you in the near future and show you Bible prophecy jumping off the pages of your TV and newspaper. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, and ask for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials, and thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. This was an interesting study we were going to talk about last week, how the older you are, your experience of a hangover would be far different than when you were younger. And I think many of us have kind of realized that. Some of us have actually, cut back on drinking. One is I think we're a little smarter now and we realize you don't have to do 7 kamikazes to have a good time at a party. You could have good times other than that. But I think a lot of us, as we age, we drink less because we get a hangover quicker or the hangover is worse. This is an interesting study showing how the hangover decreased with age. They looked at 52,000 people age 18 to 94 years old on their drinking habits, and this is a study coming from Denmark, including how often they experience symptoms of a hangover, nausea, headache, heart racing, vomiting, etc., after binge drinking. And they found that the odds of experiencing a hangover after binge drinking was 11 times higher among men if they were younger, like 18 to 29, compared to men ages 60 and over. For women, the odds of experiencing a hangover were 8 times higher among those 18 to 29 than those 60 and over. They also said the hangover symptoms varied with people's age. Older people had less hangover symptoms after binge drinking compared to younger people. They say 10% of men and 21% of women who were younger said they experienced nausea, whereas only 1.5% and 3% of women over the age of 60 said they did. Now, I'm a little confused because how many older people hammer drinks? Maybe they do. I mean, I'm sure you have some older people that do, but I mean, not to the degree. I think your sample size would be a lot smaller. Anyway, I guess the average alcohol intake they found was very similar between the old and the young, about 14 to 15 drinks per week, but younger people reported engaging in binge drinking more often. Makes sense. They also said the older people were less likely to have the hangover symptoms because maybe they, you know, drink less, you know, in terms of binge form. I mean, here's the thing. Also, I think your body does get used to it, and I'm sure the older you get, the more you get used to things. What I notice is if I have a glass of wine or if I drink bad, cheap alcohol, I get a headache, like within hours, and it's not a hangover headache. And so I'm afraid to drink because I don't want to get a headache, okay? And I don't have the money to buy expensive alcohol, okay? I mean, if I want to spend the money, I'd rather spend it on a steak. So, because I know you could go and get these $18 little tiny glasses of port wine. I'm not going to spend $18 for a drink that you take down in two sips. It never made sense to me. So I avoid drinking, but I get headaches quicker. All right. But that's not a hangover. Remember, a hangover and experience the next day, nausea, headache, vomiting, etc. So, I mean, it could be hours, but having a headache a couple hours after drinking some wine, that doesn't count as a hangover. So interesting stuff. Okay. Now that's not meaning to say that older people can go and then start, you know, binge drinking, but it's kind of interesting how, you know, maybe your body handles it better. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So I guess they're still trying to rescue the stricken Costa Concordia. Apparently the operation has been delayed even further, but it's budged. They've been able to make it move. All right. Apparently they were able to free the cruise ship from the rocks that it sank on. Remember, it went through that passage in Italy that was too narrow, and the rocks caused it to sink. All right, but they don't think they're going to have it pulled completely upright until the next 24-48 hours. Of course, it is extremely expensive for them to do this, but they have been able to move it, and they do feel confident that they'll be able to get this done. I wonder what's going to happen to the ship. Are they going to try to we're talking, this is a 114,000-ton ship. These cruise ships, if you've ever been on a cruise ship, it's like a little city. I mean, you have thousands, anywhere from 3,000, 6,000, even more, right? Workers and patrons on it. You have kitchens and, of course, the rooms and multiple restaurants and stores and casinos and pool and decking. And, I mean, they're like a little city, like a little villages. I mean, these things are huge. And apparently storms, and I mean, it sank a year. This has been almost a year and a half now. All right, but you see them start to pull it. I don't know if they're going to send it for scrap. I doubt they're going to reuse it. I mean, that's going to be kind of tough for them to re-clean. And I mean, maybe they will. I mean, these cruise ships are expensive. You just don't throw those suckers out. So I guess we'll keep you posted when they finally get lifted. But, gosh. I guess the amusement park, the Six Flags ride where the woman had fallen out of the roller coaster, is back up and running. My guess is, you know, for the first few hours, some people may be a little weary of it. All right. But after that, people are going to notice that there's no line. And once they see that the roller coaster is going and operating and a couple people are on there, I think it's going to fill up right away. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. The CDC has confirmed that the Louisiana water supply, they have found a brain-eating parasite. Now, remember we were talking about this Naegleria fowleri? It's an amoeba that gets picked up by swimming in warm creeks, rivers, etc., ponds. It was picked up by a water park from that little girl who has been able now to come home. Well, they say the St. Bernard Parish water system has tested positive for enfalari. All right. Apparently, the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals is working with the CDC. They announced that the amoeba was found in four locations in the St. Bernard water system. Of course, this came after the death of a child who had visited St. Bernard Parish after contracting enfalari. Now, apparently they learned that chlorine levels in the water were low, so St. Bernard Parish began flushing the water system with additional chlorine. They know that chlorine does kill this amoeba and are now flushing the system as an additional precaution. Now, until the chlorine reaches the recommended level, health officials are continuing to monitor, and of course the warning's out there. Now, a four-year-old boy was killed by the amoeba last month, and the parasite was confirmed earlier this month. Of course, the boy had, I guess, been at a slip and slide. A slip and slide is one of those things that you leave. I guess it could be in your house. It could be on your lawn. They think it was left out in the mud and water for a 12-hour period or longer. The fresh water sat for a long period of time in the hot water. Parasite was allowed to grow, especially if picked up in the mud next to it. Thus far, the CDC reports 128 known infected individuals in the U.S. This has been reported by the NAT Monitor between 1962 and 2010. Only one known survivor. Now, the current statistics do not include what happened this year with at least three cases. It is very rare, but because it's so deadly, it scares the living daylights out of us. My recommendation to any of you after the neti pot ordeal that happened a year or two ago is if you are doing any flushing, right, with this type of water, introducing it up into your sinuses, don't use the tap water. Use distilled water, bottled water, etc. You could warm it up, mind you, but not too hot, of course, but we do not urge using regular tap water to do the flushing of the neti pot. Many of you have asked about neti pot. Is that something you should regularly do for sinuses? You know, my patients who do that regularly, I got to admit, they're asking for less medication. It's kind of nice. The only thing I'm a little worried about is your body is very smart, and it is designed to drain. Where I get a little nervous, just like with colonics, is multiple flushing, and could that cause a wear down of the passages? Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, you're dripping snot and you're dripping allergies all along, so you're already getting that. But remember, there is a pH balance to it. Okay, there's also your goblet cells of your mucus, which coat. All right, introducing a foreign substance into your sinuses, albeit I love the idea of flushing, it makes sense. I don't think I would overdo it. This is something you need to talk about to your with your medical provider. It's definitely worth entertaining, but I wouldn't be doing it every day, multiple times a week, because again, you need the protection with the sinuses, etc. And I just don't like to mess with nature too much. Like every now and then a colonic, fine by me. Doing multiple trips, I get a little nervous about you losing the lining. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about now babies and Tylenol. Does it cause asthma? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app, Android app. Download The Dr. Dahlia Show for free. You can listen to the show anytime, whether it be live or later. They replay the last few hours, so it's very easy for you guys to get your medical news. Michael wants to know, what is the daily recommended amount of drinking water? We don't have a recommended daily amount of drinking water. All right. You'll hear the numbers 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. We've been using that term for decades, but we really don't have an honest to God recommendation. Okay. This came to light with Michelle Obama's, drink an extra glass of water a day, saying it'll give energy, etc. I don't mind her doing that. I like the idea of people not drinking soda as a main staple. I'd rather they drink water, maybe a healthy juice, healthy vegetable juice, watch the sugars and the fruit juices, etc. But there really wasn't a lot of science behind it. And so, of course, she got a lot of, flack for that. Even environmental groups gave her flack because, I guess they were disappointed that the campaign ignores concerns about plastic bottles ending up in waterways and reductions in federal funding for public water systems, according to Fox News. You know, anytime anybody in politics says something, you know, there's going to be a lot of hoopla. And the Obamas are not the favorite by any means, America's favorite couple. So there's, you know, it's, you know, this is why you don't really see the royals come out and make any particular statement, because everybody's going to kind of jump on him. I know I'm not a huge fan of this administration, as you all know, but, you know, cut the lady some slack, okay? You know, I'd rather she be dealing with nutritional type stuff than other, you know, more extreme political agenda. So the water thing I can handle, okay? I'd rather she be kept busy with that. But there really isn't a daily recommendation. Unfortunately, so many people are drinking soda pop. I mean, why do you think these Coca-Cola companies, like Coca-Cola started, has the Dasani water line? I love Dasani water. I'm a huge fan. Is it Coca-Cola? I got a Dasani water right here. I think it's Coca-Cola. Yeah, Coca-Cola company. Okay? Because soda companies know they have to be able to provide water. I don't really know what they make in sales in terms of their water versus Coca-Cola. I know still Coca-Cola is one of the most popular drinks out there. we just don't we don't have any X amount. You know, we also have to be very cautious urging water to people that have renal failure, congestive heart failure, etc. But for the most part, we're safe swapping soda pop for water, swapping whiskey or scotch for a glass of water. I think we're safe. What's the environmental impact with all the plastic bottles? Not sure. Are we putting ourselves at risk drinking from plastic? I got my plastic bottle right here. I just think, since I'm so underhydrated with my history of kidney stones, I'm doing better than I'm risking myself in terms of drinking water, so I don't care about the plastic bottles. Just don't let them heat up in the car. For what we know right now, the heat and the plastic could be toxic, so I would avoid that. But are chemicals being leached into our water? Yeah, but also we got stuff in the pipes that could be going into our water. So, I mean, our bodies are designed, right, to do the filtering. Okay, it's just, it's, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm thinking of Hell on Wheels. I've been watching Hell on Wheels. My husband's really into that series. And I guess they were out of water. They were getting cholera from, dirty water, muddy water. And then they finally, I guess, found a tributary that they were able to, tap and get the fresh water, and everybody started drinking. Okay, I'm telling you, that water wasn't sterile either, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a study came out of Europe saying children given Calpol were far more likely to develop asthma. Now, Calpol is paracetamol. The main ingredient of Calpol is paracetamol, which in America is acetaminophen, hence the main ingredient in Tylenol. So a study has come out now, and you'll see headlines where kids given Tylenol could be more likely to develop asthma. This isn't the first time we heard about this, okay? All right. They say that if you are given the medicine once a month, you're five times more likely, right, than if you only get it once a year in terms of getting asthma. Over the past 50 years, they say the number of children developing asthma has more than doubled. Now, it also could be the industrial age, too, okay? More cars out there, more cars being used, etc. They say just in, I guess, England, 1.1 million kids have it. I don't have the numbers for America. Now, asthma, I think, is on the rise, but there's a lot of things we can attest to that. Kids not getting outside, getting used to allergens, right? Many of these kids are indoors, and all of a sudden they go outside. Some of the overprotection of the, I think, some of the overprotection of the antimicrobials, killing off bacteria, virus, etc. Maybe your body's immune system isn't primed as well as it should, such that you end up having this recurrent inflammatory reaction in the lungs. I don't know. There could be a variety of things. Stuff we're breathing in, hairspray. There could be a variety of issues. But when they do a study looking at parents And actually, the study came from Spain, University of A Coruña in northern Spain. It's one of the largest studies ever done. They questioned the parents of 10,000 children aged 6 to 7 and 10,300 children aged 13 to 14. They asked whether the children had asthma, how severe, how often they were given the acetaminophen, paracetamol, Tylenol product within the last year. And that's how they deduced that if they were given it at least once a month, they were 5.4 times more likely to have asthma than given it once a year. So, you know, it's one of those things where, if you're giving Tylenol, you're giving it for a reason, pain, fever, maybe preventing a febrile seizure. We use Tylenol or acetaminophen for a variety of things. I mean, I used to be of the belief when I was in medical school that fever fought the infection. So why would I give my kids the Tylenol? Let the fever fight the infection. But, you know, after your kid has a fever and they're lying, they're listless, and they don't want to drink or eat, and then they start getting dehydrated, I noticed just giving them a little baby Tylenol, it was like night and day. They felt better. I was able to get fluids into them. They were able to sleep. They were more comfortable. And then, boom, they got over. Thank God. So I'm a big advocate of using acetaminophen or paracetamol or these medications, these fever reducers, pain, etc. Alright, I'm a huge fan of it. I don't want us to overdo it. I don't want people overdosing on it. But it's definitely something that has a place in our healthcare market. And I think many of us are doing fine. We stopped using aspirin, of course, at risk of Reye syndrome. You don't want to be giving aspirin to kids. They could be getting a reaction from that. But the Tylenol, for the most part, it's okay as long as you don't overdose them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Our hearts and prayers are with the families and those who are the victims of the Navy Yard shooting. Thus far, we are hearing at this point, and I understand some of you listen to a delayed broadcast, at least 7 now are dead. They say I've been getting conflicting reports. Last hour, I heard that the 2 shooters were dead. Now they think there were as many as 3 shooters dressed in military-style uniforms who opened fire in a rampage at the Washington Navy Yard earlier Monday. Now, from what we understand, the later confirmations was that one of the shooters was pronounced dead, 2 other suspects still at large. So as we're getting this information in, we'll try to confirm as quickly as possible and keep you posted. From what we understand, at least 12 people have been injured in the hospital, most of them in critical condition. We still have no idea what the motive could have been and why, if it had anything to do with September 11th. Both civilians and our military had been attacked. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit One World, WHEY.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, we were talking about germs. And it's interesting, the CDC has announced there are three germs that are urgent threats to our current health. All right? And they say even though these are urgent threats, we could still make proper antibiotics. We should still be able to fight these, although I'm getting a little nervous in terms of, you know, Obamacare and pharmaceutical companies and them not being incentivized to come out with new drugs. So I am a little nervous, all right, about that. But they blame this, not on Obamacare, of course, but they blame it on the overuse of antibiotics. They say the overuse of antibiotics has caused three kinds of bacteria, including one that causes life-threatening diarrhea, one that causes sepsis, bloodstream infections, and one that is transmitted sexually. Now, a report from the CDC, from what we understand, is the first to categorize these threats posed by such germs in order of importance from urgent, serious, to concerning. He says, according to CDC, the germs together infect more than 2 million people and kill 23,000 a year. It's not too late, he said, for the nation to respond, to rein in the infections, and to keep antibiotics working. We need to reserve antibiotics for when they are truly needed, CDC Director Tom Frieden said at a news conference. If we are not careful and we don't take urgent action, the medicine cabinet may be empty for patients with life-threatening infections in the coming months and years. So, the urgent list, the carbapenem-resistant enterobacter, the CRE, talks about this bacteria causes 9,000 infections in hospitals and other healthcare facilities each year. Being reported by USA Today, the CDC says nearly half of hospital patients who get this die from it. It's a nightmare infection. The carbapenem, one of the strongest groups of antibiotics, these suckers are resistant to. Then we got the drug-resistant gonorrhea. Drug-resistant gonorrhea we've been talking about for a while. Superbug. Superbug diarrhea. It's an STD. Now resists several antibiotics. CDC estimates that 30,000 of the 800,000 cases in the United States fit this description. Then we have the Clostridium difficile, which we talk about. It's that serious diarrhea-causing infection, highly resistant to antibiotics. But it also, with antibiotics, will thrive. So some of you, after you take antibiotics and you have diarrhea, the doctor immediately does a culture to see if you have C. diff. Now, this bacteria causes 250,000 infections and 14,000 deaths each year. So, you know, the list then of serious, so those were the urgent lists, the carbapenem-resistant enterobacter, the drug-resistant gonorrhea, and the Clostridium difficile. The list of serious infections include 11 kinds of drug-resistant bacteria and a fungus, like Candida. It's got a couple strips, got a staph. All right, my guess is the multiple resistant staph. And so, you know, this is something that, you know, we hear about it, we know about it, we've been talking for years about it, just what are we doing about it? Okay, I mean, when my patients come in and they want an antibiotic, okay, they aren't thinking down the road, well, if they're given that antibiotic, it's causing resistance. And the reason why is people think one person doesn't make a difference. Okay, now I'm not going to try to have a kumbaya moment here, but I think we all have overused antibiotics. Many of you say, Dahlia, we're going on a trip. All right, give me a Z-Pak so this doesn't turn into something. You know, I mean, for me, I like to try to see if I could fight it on my own. But I've gotten spanked for that in terms of, you know, then once it gets bad, it takes forever to knock out, just like a sinus infection. I learned my lesson with that sucker. I'm like, you know what, there's really no pus. It's really not that bad. You know, I don't think it's a sinus infection. I don't have to run and go to the doctor. And then by the time I had to go to the doctor, I needed steroids. So, you know, I always tell my patients, look, you know your body more than I, but don't abuse these antibiotics. And one way to appeal to people and engage them is to let them know that sometimes the antibiotic won't work on you anymore. Okay, if you're not worried about the mass population and antibiotic resistance as a whole, I get that. But if you keep popping a Z-Pak, after a while, it's not going to work. And I'm noticing a lot of people do try to avoid antibiotics because they think if they overdo it, then the antibiotics won't work. I can't tell you how many people will come in and say, no, that doesn't work, that doesn't work, it's never worked on me. You know, I've tried it, you know, five times in the last year. Why are you on an antibiotic five times in the last year? So, you know, we do have an issue. But another pressing issue is I don't know what's in our future in terms of what is now being designed, what's being created in terms of these multiple resistant antibiotics. The one thing we do know is pharmaceutical companies are going to be really getting hit with Obamacare. They are not allowed to charge excess to make profits. Many of their medications are not going to be covered because most of the plans are only going to cover generic. There's not a lot of incentive for a company to put millions upon millions of dollars on the line to develop a drug that an insurance company won't cover because they're only covering generic. We have a huge problem, a huge issue. Now, yes, hospitals may purchase the drug. There may be a market, but is that enough for them to make a profit? All right, and I know some of you say, well, then fine, let the government take over. I don't have high hopes for that one. But when it comes to these fancy schmancy drug resistant bacteria and the clinical trials, and you know, most of the drugs that are studied, they don't even make it to market. Okay, I mean, it's hitting the jackpot when a pharmaceutical company comes up with something that could be on the market. Remember, they were trying to come up with HDL, good cholesterol in pill form. I was so excited about this, never made it. So many things haven't made it. A female Viagra, nope, not out there yet. Okay? They can't come up with something. Because remember, not only does a medicine have to work, but it has to have very little side effects. And it has to be something that could be available. So pharmaceutical companies are saying, no, there's no way. Not with Obamacare, because Obamacare, we're going to be forced to cover birth control, physicals, etc. So female sex drive, it's not life or death, we're not going to cover it. I can tell you how many of my patients are not getting their Viagra, Cialis, Levitra covered. Their erectile dysfunction meds, not getting covered, because it's not life-threatening. Right? I mean, at least insurance covered something. Not even the generics. Why? They don't have to. It's not an Obamacare. Right? In order for insurance companies to now stay afloat, they have to follow the Affordable Health Care Act, but then they're going to follow it and nothing else. So don't be waiting for all these extra types of drugs, all right? If it's not that urgent for us to have HDL in pill form, insurance companies are not going to be quick to jump on it. It's going to be very, very scary once 2014 kicks in, because a lot of the medications you guys take, I mean, already, I probably have to say 90% of my patients have to be on all generics. That's where we're at. So all those medications that were working for them, I have to take them off. I mean, we're using older drugs, 30, 40-year-old drugs on people. Now, if they work, that's fine. We need to save money. Well, everybody doesn't need to be on the Cadillac-type pill for their cholesterol. But I will be gosh darned if I force a person to be on 80 milligrams of a statin when I could have them on something newer at 20 milligrams. Okay, I don't want the patient's health at risk. But this is what we're seeing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So women's times and long distance running, they say, is improving at a rate much faster than men, such that one study predicts that women by the year 21,056 could possibly be faster than men, and the fastest person in the world they believe will be a woman in the year 2,156. They think because they have lack of testosterone, less than men, they're able to pace themselves better at endurance events. Now, some of you women will say, yeah, my husband couldn't endure a labor. I don't know, though. We still got the muscle mass. But remember that study with the football players where just because you have the extra muscle mass, et cetera, didn't necessarily change speed? It's very interesting. So we'll talk about this tomorrow. Huh. Women outpacing men. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
I just hang me down. You don't hang me down.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.